Last week, a New York federal court issued a ruling that could be the final blow to the Trump administration's years-long effort to end DACA, or the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The Obama-era program gives some undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children protection from deportation, as well as work permits as they remain in the country. And the Trump administration announced earlier this week that it will comply with the order, even though it's still holding out a threat to appeal it. That means the Department of Homeland Security will begin accepting new applications for the program for the first time in 3 years. I spoke with Dreamer and DACA recipient Reyda Montoya more about it. She is the founder of Aliento, which worked with Dreamers to register young and Latinx voters leading up to November's election.
I was definitely so excited when I heard the news that I got really emotional. I started thinking of all the faces of the students that I had to share bad news with them. And now thinking about that moment of me having those conversations with the students that I've been working who didn't qualify for DACA because they were too young to apply before the president ended the program definitely brings me a lot of joy.
Did you ever think, I wonder, like at the beginning of the Trump administration or when Jeff Sessions first announced that they were going to wind this down, right? Did you ever think that by the end of the Trump administration that you would see DACA reinstated in its original form from 2012 when President Obama created it? Did that ever seem like a possibility to you?
To be quite honest, I didn't see that happening. I thought that a lot of the attempts that the Trump administration was moving forward to end the program was something that I was very worried about. I started developing a lot of anxiety of checking my phone every day at 5 a.m. in the morning, all the way at night. And I definitely didn't see that coming. But at the same time, the arguments that the attorneys put forward, specifically after the new memo in the summer, after the Supreme Court decided to side with Dreamers, I think that it was very, very thorough and very effective.
Of course, even though all of this is happening and there's a good amount of relief, it sounds like within the Dreamer community right now, the Trump administration's also on its way out of office, so there's not a lot of time left. But DHS has indicated that it may appeal the ruling. There's also a hearing in Texas where many state's attorneys general are asking to end the program as well. And this is before a judge who has voiced opposition to DACA in the past. What are you hearing from Dreamers in Arizona? Like, is there concern that this is not quite over, that the other shoe might drop here?
Definitely. We're very concerned and we're waiting for the hearing coming out of Texas on December 22nd. I've been working with a lot of students and the organization. We've been informing people about to make sure that they apply as soon as possible. One of the biggest barriers becomes financial of them not having the $495 of filing fee. Mm. But hopefully by us working with attorneys, we are already supporting that upcoming DACA recipients to have a reputable attorney to go through the process, and we're not asking them for any cost in terms of helping them with their application. So we're definitely wrapping up and making sure that we can help students and young people as soon as possible because we don't know the outcome of what's going to happen with Texas. I know that a hearing, typically you don't get a decision right away, but then we go back to square one of constantly waiting on what is going to be the outcome of the court. And I know for me as a DACA recipient, we're not going to be able to feel completely relieved until we have a permanent solution coming out of Congress.
So at this point, you are advising people to go ahead and apply. Are you expecting a flood of applications? And do you think that could affect how quickly they're processed and what happens next?
Definitely, since the announcement was made on Friday night, we've been getting so many messages on social media. We also have a digital toolkit on our website, and we have getting so many requests already about what are the documents, what are the requirements that people need in order for them to prepare their package and being able to apply. So we are expecting even a larger increase since yesterday was the official announcement from USCIS that they're going to be accepting new applications. We're also getting a lot of inquiries around advanced parole and the one-year permits that were issued for DACA recipients. And if you are one of those DACA recipients that were issued a one-year permit, just know that that should be extended and restored to your two-year work permit.
We are also looking to an incoming Democratic administration, right? Is there hope or expectation that a Biden administration will tackle this in Congress, will broaden, you know, the applicability benefits of DACA or just tackle comprehensive immigration reform? You were part of getting a lot of people to register to vote and to vote for that ticket, I know, before the election in November. What are you hoping comes out of this administration going forward?
I am cautiously optimistic about the Biden administration. I remember in one of the debates that he had for the presidential debates, he said that it was a big mistake from the Obama administration about what they did on immigration. So I am, as I said, cautiously optimistic that he is going to use his power as a leader of the nation to work with Congress and making sure that when he's thinking about the agenda of healing our nation, that he includes undocumented immigrants and dreamers. And we know we need to start with making sure that he knows that this is going to be a priority for us. And we're going to continue to advocate for a permanent solution for dreamers and undocumented people. Mm-hmm. I know that it becomes a little difficult with the pandemic, but at the same time, we have to make sure that we have some permanency, and it's long overdue.
Yeah. What lasting damage, though, has been done? Like, is there a way to quantify how many DACA-eligible candidates may have been detained or deported under the Trump administration as though they were not allowed to apply? Is there any recourse for those individuals?
Unfortunately, if people have already been deported, there is currently not policy that can bring them back. I know that there's been some folks who unfortunately were deported in the midst of that, and there's currently not legislative solution, not executive solution at this moment, but that doesn't mean that it can be one in the future.
Yeah. All right. That is Reyna Montoya, the founder of Aliento and a DACA recipient herself. Reyna, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk more about this.
Thank you so much, Lauren.